That's a day that was chosen to commemorate the closing of the Semipalatinsk nuclear test site in Kazakhstan. And the government of Kazakhstan felt that there was an opportunity to decide on a day to contribute to banning nuclear test explosion once and for all. But to ban nuclear test explosion, the international community has already gone through negotiating a treaty, the CTBT, the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which entry into force is pending for the past 20 years. We have a day, an international day. We have a treaty that has been signed and ratified by over 90% of the world today, but its entry into force is still pending.
Now, the entry into force of the treaty depends on the ratification by 8 remaining countries?
Indeed. And this is what I call the 8 countries that are holding hostage the rest of the world. Because, indeed, in Annex 2 of this treaty, we had 44 countries which ratification is necessary for the entry into force of the treaty. 36 have ratified the treaty. The 8 remaining are the United States, China, India, Pakistan, Israel, Egypt, North Korea and Iran. We're working closely with all of them to try and build the condition of trust that will help them to get on the way with the ratification domestically. And this is why we've made this international monitoring system and the verification regime that is attached to the treaty so effective as it is today.
How does the recent agreement on Iran's nuclear program impact the fight against nuclear testing?
My answer to that would be that we could have had a better impact had we included the CTBT at the beginning of the negotiation. But having said this, I do respect what was achieved. I think the deal shows that multilateralism at high level with political leadership works. Even if the CTBT wasn't included at the beginning, we have to build upon the success, what we see as a success, to create the condition to having as well multilateral discussion at high level regarding the CTBT, building upon the example of Iran, the Iran deal, as well as Syria, because Syria a couple of years ago was an example that showed that multilateralism work as well. And this is what I want to work on, work with the international community. And as today we have Japan and Kazakhstan, who are the two co-chair of our Article 14 conference to accelerate the entry into force of the treaty, I call upon those leaders, the foreign minister of those countries, to take the example of what happened for the Iran deal and what happened in Syria, for them to call the international community to reflect on the entry into force of the CTBT with their leadership at this particular point in time where we're entering the 20 years anniversary of the treaty.
Now, the informal meeting taking place in the General Assembly is an opportunity to share innovative strategies to advance the fight against nuclear testing. Can you share or give some examples of innovative strategies you've come across or used and that have been fruitful?
Innovative strategy regarding the Article 14 conference. I think it's a conference that happens every 2 years. You know, we come, we reflect, there is a declaration. But I think it's about time that we move a little bit on to action, to turn those declarations that have been going on for the past 20 years into concrete action, leadership, political leadership. And I think that's what led me to initiate the group of eminent persons. Not something different, but something that could complement the Article 14 series of conference, having people, leaders, current leaders or former leaders of this world, to help reflect on how we can advance the agenda of the entry into force of the CTBT. And I think I appreciate now the way we're cooperating well between the group of eminent person and the different co-chair of our Article 14 series of conference, because it is important. There's no competition in finding a way to advance the agenda of the entry into force of the treaty. Any force, any additional initiative that could help advance this agenda, it's something that we will commend and salute.
What are you expecting to come out of the conference on September 29th this year?
I wish we all realized that this treaty is 20 years pending, entering into force, that this Article 14 marks the door to that 20 years where we've been negotiating and building the system, acknowledging its worth, and then not moving politically, that we decide what next. But what next is difficult in that geopolitical situation. But I would say, if you look what happened recently, the multilateral negotiation that led to the Iran deal, and before that, Syria, there is room for hope with regard to the CTBT. I hope the 29th of September take this as a background to move forward.